Good morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Norman Freeback, the newly named president of Ropey Holding Company. Norman, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How about yourself, Kemp?
I'm good. Yeah, they just announced that you're taking over as president of Ropey Holding Company. You're up in Ohio, actually, now. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Interesting background. For the last 14 years, you've been VP of Operations down at Flexco in Alabama. And prior to that, you served 7 years as plant manager at the Tarkett Resilient Plant in Florence, and then spent a little bit of time with Omnova before that. Your education is pretty interesting. You're a Naval Academy grad. You got your undergrad there, and then you got an MBA from UNC Greensboro, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So Naval Academy, it looks here like you spent 4 years, which means you owed them some service. What'd you do in the Navy?
Well, after I graduated, I went into the Navy's nuclear power program and basically became an officer on the submarine. I was on the USS Georgia, stationed out of Bangor, Washington, and basically was one of the folks that helped keep the nuclear power plant running on a submarine.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm sure there's some stories there.
I did 5 different tours that ran, 84, 86 days at a time. Wonderful experience. Absolutely.
What led you to get in the flooring business?
That was a good question. I owed 5 years of service after I graduated from the academy. I did that time, and then it was kind of like, what do I want to do when I get out? And what I realized is basically a lot of the same skills that we learned in the Navy and particularly in nuclear power, which is very standardized processes, a lot of training, a lot of checklists, standardization, those disciplines that keep from having accidents in the nuclear power program are things that also lead to very consistent manufacturing. And probably the most important one in there, too, that I hadn't yet mentioned is also building teamwork. On a submarine, you had your team and your group of people. And if you take those same philosophies and those same principles out into manufacturing, it's led to a lot of successes there, too.
So you like standard operating procedures?
Absolutely. That's one of my foundations.
So a little bit more background, too, on Ropey Holding Company, based in Fostoria and been run now for a long time by Don Miller. And there's actually 4 brands. There's Ropey, Seneca, Flexco, and 6 Degrees, right?
Right, that's correct. And yes, Ropey Holding Company's been around for a while. I guess back in 1955 was started by a man named Tony Ropey, who passed the business on to Mr. Don Miller about 3 years after the company was formed and after Mr. Miller joined. Interestingly enough, when they announced me as the president of Ropey last week, Mr. Don Miller on the same day was actually celebrating his 67th year with the Ropey Holding Company.
Okay. Yeah, they're celebrating 70 years this year, I've noticed on your letterhead. One question some people might wonder is, were you run the business for the family, or is it going to be a transfer of equity? What's going on there?
I'm the president of the company, but I'm not slated to be an owner or anything. The family's still going to maintain the same ownership that they have. But it really just came a time. This is something that Mr. Miller and myself have talked, even his wife, Judy, and his daughter, Angie. We've talked about this for years. At some point, there would be the time that Mr. Miller would need to step down and have somebody else run it. And this is now that time. And so I'm going to be president of the company, hope to kind of lead a new chapter, but the ownership of the company will still remain with the family.
Okay. I know I've spent some time with Mr. Miller before. He's kind of like, you don't call Bob Shaw, Bob Shaw, and you don't call Don Miller, Don Miller. It's Mr. Miller. He's got a lot of relationships in the business, and a lot of them are through distribution. So I guess you'll step in and maintain those, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I had a really great opportunity to talk to our team here at Ropey last week to kind of introduce myself to those that didn't know me well. And Mr. Miller built this company on relationships. He built it with relationships with his people that work with us here at the company, relationships with our customers, and relationships with our community. I've never worked for a company that had as close a relationship with any of those three. I've already reached out to several of our customers and have a list, and I'm continuing to go through those to make sure they know that the same dedication that the leadership team had with Mr. Miller is going to continue on with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you spent 14 years down in Alabama, and that's kind of your home base, and headquarters is in Fostoria. So tell us about that. You're going to move or split your time, or how's that going to work?
That's right. I'm going to split my time. I do have a home and I have family in Alabama, and I've spent a lot of time with the Flexco group. Now, taking over with the flagship here, I'm certainly going to have to and want to spend a significant amount of my time here, too. So we will end up eventually looking for a place here up in Ohio as well, so that we can spend, you know, 50-50, maybe 60-40 of our time up here in Ohio, continuing on the tradition. But I also look forward to my time in Alabama as well. Again, the FlexCo group is down there. I'll either be at one of the two main facilities.
Yeah. So when the company started 70 years ago, it was called the Ropey Rubber Company. Tell us about the diversity of your product mix now.
Yeah, that's an interesting story, because if you look at the facility or the company here with Ropey, it's primarily a rubber manufacturer. I mentioned FlexCo. FlexCo has a similar history. It was started by a man named Stanley Robbins in the 1940s, and there's an interesting story behind that, because Mr. Robbins had started FlexCo, and obviously that's vinyl, whereas Ropey is rubber. But Mr. Robbins started that company and then later started a couple other companies in the Shoals, Alabama area, two facilities which are now actually Tarkett facilities. One was the NAFCO plant that I used to run, and the other one was the Centiva plant that was purchased by Tarkett 10, 15 years ago. So there's a history of both of those. We have those two main facilities. There's also a plant down in Miami that produces a lot of the vinyl Cove base for the Ropey business.
You've got Cove Base, you've got vinyl product, resilient products, you've got rubber resilient products, and you also have Seneca Millworks, right?
That's correct. The Seneca is probably the oldest company within the group. Seneca started somewhere in the around 1870s, so that's a lot of wood millwork done there. Was purchased by the Ropey Holding Company, and they're still a vital part of our complete operation. So totally different products, I would say, than the Ropey group itself.
All right. Well, congratulations on this promotion to president. Again, been talking to Norman Freebeck, the president of Ropey Holding Company, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.